Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for all that you have freely given to us. Thank you, Lord, for more things you will still give us. Thank you for your love that fills our hearts. Thank you for your feeling that fills our hearts. Thank you for teaching us righteousness. Thank you for teaching us your will. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us your ways. Thank you for filling us with the knowledge of you, even experiential knowledge of you. Thank you, faithful Lord. We thank you for battles you have fought for us and give us victories. We thank you for more battles you will still fight for us. We thank you for where you have taken us. You took us out of nothing, out of nobody. You took us out of darkness, out of slavery. And here we are. You have brought us into freedom and light and joy and victory and greatness. Thank you, faithful Lord. We thank you for what you have determined in your heart to do in our lives, to do for our lives and destinies. We thank you, Lord, for where you have prepared for us in glory and in success and in greatness. We thank you, Lord, for your determination to reveal the greatness of your power in us, through us, in our situations, and in our environment. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness toward us in this ministry. We thank you for you have been so faithful. You have been so faithful to answer our prayers. You have been so faithful to strengthen us when we were weak. You have been so faithful to meet us at the point of our needs. You have been so faithful to teach us wisdom so that we will not be foolish. You have been so faithful to reveal yourself to us. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father. We thank you for setting us on the path we must follow. Thank you for setting us on the path that leads to life, the path of righteousness, the path that leads to eternal life. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for destroying confusion in our lives. Thank you for putting an end to sorrow and sadness and troubles and problems and depression. Thank you for your presence that is so glorified and mighty and powerful in our lives. Blessed be your holy name. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for how you always move in our midst to touch us, to help us, to bless us. Every time we come together on this platform to pray, we thank you because even tonight, you will bless us again. Even tonight, you will help us again. Even tonight, you will visit us and change our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We know that even tonight, you will heal our sicknesses and diseases. You will give us deliverances, breakthroughs, and victories. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, I hand over this prayer session unto you. Do wonders and glorify your name in the lives of your people. Amen. Thank you, Lord, because we know you will do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that the God of Israel, who is your Father, is going to hear your cry and intervene from heaven. Amen. So we are going to take some worship songs, and after that we will go into prayer points. Let us sing this song. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. The God of Abraham, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, you are the man of war. Your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Praise the God of Abraham, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. His mercies, your mercies endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Sing it. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done, greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory, great things He has done. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus, He's alive. Forever, He's alive. Amen. Sing it. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus, He's alive. Forever, He's alive. Amen. if you believe, sing it. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus, he's alive forever. He's alive, amen. In your life, he's alive, amen. In your life, Jesus, he's alive forever. He's alive, amen. In my life, he's alive, amen. In my life, Jesus, he's alive forever. He's alive, amen. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, we say there is no other God. No God like Jesus. From east to west of all the universe, there is no other God. From north to south, from north to south, we say there is no other God. No one like our Father. From east to west, there is no other God. Yes, from north to south, we say there is no other God. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna, yes, Hosanna in the highest. We lift you up, King of glory. Lord, we lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, we lift you up. Hey, God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord, is worthy forever. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord, Ancient of Days. You are worthy to be glorified, Emmanuel. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. in this place right now. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and reign right here, right now. Holy Spirit, Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign among us. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Love you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. We need you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and reign in our situations. Holy Spirit, come and reign in our lives. Holy Spirit, come and reign. We need you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come and reign right here, right now. Holy Spirit, come and reign in this place. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Oh, Holy Spirit, Spirit, come and reign. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to worship the King of Israel. Worship the Rock of Israel. Worship the I Am That I Am. Worship Him from the depth of your heart. Worship Him because you love Him. Worship Him because you are grateful. Worship Him because you want to praise Him. Worship Him because He is your Creator, He is your Maker. Worship Him because He is your Father, because He is your Lord, because He is your Savior, He is your Redeemer. Open your mouth, begin to worship God. Begin to worship God. Lion of the tribe of Judah, Rock of Israel, King of kings, King of glory, King of the universe, Jesus, we worship you. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. The four living creatures, they bow, singing, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. The 24 elders, they bow, singing, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. All the hosts of heaven, innumerable numbers of the hosts of heaven, they bow to you, Lord Jesus. And we join them right now, saying the same thing, that worthy is the Lamb that was slain. We worship you, King of glory. All the angels, the archangels, every living creature, they bow. For God has highly exalted him and has given him a name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Lord, we join all creatures, we join all the hosts in heaven. We say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. We worship you, King of glory. We worship you, Lord of hosts. We worship you, Ancient of Days. There is none like you, Lord. There is none as good as you. There is none as holy as you. There is none as perfect as you. There is none like you, Lord. You are higher than everyone. You are mightier than all. Miracle working God, we bless you. Great is your glory. Great is your power. Great is your name. Great is your kingdom. Great is your dominion. Great is your throne. Great is your authority. Great are you, O Lord God of Israel. Thank you for who you are. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You bring things out of nothing. You do impossible things. We worship you, Father. We welcome you. We glorify for him. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And one thing is certain, that no one that runs to the Lord will be cast away. The Bible says that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If only you will not be distracted. If only you will focus on the Lord and not on me, but on the Lord. I believe he has mighty things in store for you tonight. So you're going to take this prayer point, prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your faithfulness. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being so kind to me. Thank you for being so merciful to me. Thank you for being so gracious to me. Thank you for taking good care of me as a father will do to his child. Open your mouth and begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Jesus, thank you. Father, we say thank you. King of glory, we say thank you. Ancient of days, we say thank you. Mighty healer, thank you. Mighty redeemer, thank you. Mighty savior, thank you. Lord of hosts, thank you. Miracle worker, thank you. Mountain mover, thank you. Way maker, thank you. The Lord strong and mighty, we say thank you. The Lord mighty in battles, we say thank you. The Lord our provider, thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so kind. Thank you for being so merciful. Thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for being so gracious. Thank you for being so good. Thank you, Lord of hosts. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You have done so great things for us. You have done so wonderful things for us. You have done so much for us. So much without number. We worship you, God of Israel. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your power. Thank you for victories. Thank you for health, good health. Thank you for divine preservation, divine protection. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for defending us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for controlling everything in our lives to our grief together for our good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, if you were part of the last prayer session we did, we were following a divine progression. Yeah, based on a revelation that is in the scripture. which is not new. But sometimes we need to remind ourselves all that Jesus has done for us. So we began to look at the grace and power that appeared in the earth after Jesus did what he did. Each of the things he did, his death on the cross, his burial, his resurrection. And we prayed a lot of prayer points based on this revelation of the grace and the powers of redemption. If you want to understand more, go and listen to the last prayer session. Then you will understand how I was analyzing each of them. So now we are coming to the ascension of Jesus. The moment Jesus began to ascend into heaven, something also was activated in the earth. If you remember, when Jesus was ascending to heaven, the disciples fixed their eyes on him. And there appeared, I think, two angels. And they said, men of Israel, why are you gazing up the sky? For this Jesus that was taken away from you today shall come again in the same manner. So they were telling them that, stop gazing on the sky. This Jesus is coming back again. He's coming back again. So that ascension of Jesus give us hope that Jesus is coming again with a physical kingdom, and he's going to rule over all. He's going to rule over all the whole world, and there will be no end to his reign. You're going to pray. I realize that many Christians have forgotten that Jesus is coming back again. Many Christians have lost that hope. They are not prepared for his coming. So we have to be prepared for his coming. And I will still tell you more things that are involved in getting prepared for his coming, and why it's so important that you prepare for the coming of the Lord. Both his coming to rapture the saints, and his coming to rule and reign in the earth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the hope of glory that the early apostles had in them, let it appear in my heart. Let it fill my heart. The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So we are going to say, Father, let the hope of glory the early Christians had in them, that they were waiting for Jesus till they died. Say, Father, let the same hope come alive in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, Father, the same hope that filled the minds, the heart and minds of Christians in the early church, let the same hope fill my heart and mind. Let me be mindful of heaven. That is what it means to be full of the hope of glory. Is to be mindful of heaven, to be mindful of who you are in Christ, to be mindful of where you are, to be mindful of where you belong. So, Lord, let the hope of glory was birthed, the day you ascended into heaven, let that hope fill my heart in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So let the hope of glory that filled the church the day you were lifted into heaven, let that hope fill my heart. Let the hope of glory fill my heart. Help me to be mindful of who I am in you. Help me to be mindful of where I belong, of where I am. Help me to be mindful of who I am in you. So Lord, help me to keep this in mind always. Help me to keep eternity in mind always. Help me to keep meditating, to keep thinking about where I belong. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, if you look at that place in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, if ye be risen with Christ. So the moment Jesus was ascending, in the realm of the spirits, we are ascending with him. As he was ascending, we are ascending with him. And then I'll still come to the point where he was seated at the right hand of God. And as he is seated at the right hand of God, even now as I'm talking, we are in him, seated at the right hand of God, far beyond principalities and powers. But how will you be awakened to this reality if you don't have the mindset of Christ, the mind of Christ? If you don't have the same mind that is in Christ, this reality will not be awakened in you. This truth will not manifest in you. So if you're going to place your right hand on your head, God is looking for people that are thinking like Jesus. People that are reasoning like Jesus. Not people that are thinking like earthly people. You are not earthly people. According to the scriptures, we are heavenly people. Jesus said that they are not of this world. But I do not want you to take them from the world. But I know they are not of this world. So Jesus said we are not of this world. So which means we are heavenly people. When you're going to pray, you have to stop seeing yourself as earthly people. That is how you begin to walk in the reality of ascending into glory. The reality of living in the glory of God. You have to change your mindset. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, from today, let my mind change into the mind of Christ. Let my mind change into the mind of Christ. Let my mind change into the mind of Christ. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, let my mind be transformed. Let my mind be renewed. Let my mind become the mind of Christ. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. I said, place your right hand on your head. Say, Father, from now onward, let my mind change to the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Somebody was was giving an illustration some time ago. He said, if you pick up an eaglet, you know, an eaglet is one of the, an eaglet is offspring of an eagle. Yeah, that person said, if you pick up an eaglet and you put that eaglet among chickens, that eaglet will start behaving like a chicken or like chicks. If you pick up an eaglet and you put that eaglet among chicken, that eaglet will start behaving like those chickens. That eaglet will forget or will forget that it is a flying creature. The same thing is happening to Christians today. We are being conformed to the world, and yet we want to grow spiritually. We want to fly spiritually. How is that going to be possible? You are an eagle. You are flocking with chickens. You are a creature that is meant to fly in glory. A creature that is meant to fly in the realms of heaven. A creature that is meant to operate from the high places. But you are dwelling among chickens that can't fly. That is the situation of Christians today. You belong to the highest place, and you are flocking with the low places, with creatures of low places. Yeah. So it is a sickness and a disease in the church today. You're going to pray. In what area have you been conformed to this world? You have to look at your life. You have to think very deep and ask yourself, in what areas have I been conformed to this world? In what areas have I been reasoning like the people of the world? In what areas have I been thinking and living like the people of the world? Yeah, it means you are flocking with chickens. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every form of conformity, binding my soul to the world systems. Say, Father, destroy them now. Every form of conformity, every form of similarity that is between me and the people of the world, let them be destroyed now. Destroy my conformity with the systems of the world. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Every conformity in my life with the world, in whatever area I have been conformed to the standards of this world, in whatever area I have been conformed to the systems and dictates and control of this world, Lord, deliver me now. Begin to pray like that. Pray sincerely. Yeah, you're not praying to me. I believe you know that. You're talking to God. Say, in whatsoever area I have been conformed to the system, to the standard, to the force in this world, to the darkness in this world, to the energy in this world, in whatsoever area I have surrendered to the laws of this world, Lord, deliver me now. Except God deliver you, you can't fly in the spirit. It's impossible. So Lord, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus, break in pieces every conformity with the world, in my soul. Lord, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold in my soul that is binding me with the world, binding me with the darkness and the world. Thank you, Lord. Let them be destroyed now in Jesus' name. Begin to pray, say, Lord, destroy them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Paul said in that Colossians, he said, if you have risen with Christ, then something must follow. It says, seek those things which are above. If ye then be risen with Christ, that's Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Seek those things which are above. Now, if you want to operate in the heavenly realms, because that is our focus now. The prayer points I'm leading now is about operating in glory, flying in glory, flying in the realms of heaven, getting caught up into the cloud of glory. Now, if you will ever have this kind of experiences, the Bible says you must seek those things which are above. You must seek those things which are above. Meaning that there is just one thing you must seek. Or there are just one category of things you must seek. And those are the things above. The question is, what are you seeking? Yeah, the things you are seeking, where are those things? Are they here in the earth or are they up there above? So the things you seek will determine the realm you will operate in or you will operate from. So you're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, I choose to seek those things which are above. Help me. Now remember, just one thing you must seek, and these are the things above, or they must be things above, meaning that you are not to seek anything below. So you're going to say, Father, I choose to seek the things which are above. Help me. I choose to live for the things which are above. I choose to always desire things which are above. Father, help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, I choose to seek after. I choose to seek only after things which are above. Lord, help me. Help me not to be distracted. Yeah, I can see that a lot of Christians today are distracted Christians. They are Christians without focus. They are Christians that are living fake lives. They are Christians that are hypocrites. They have one leg in the light, one leg in darkness. They are Christians that have not made a permanent choice to follow after the Lord. So these are Christians that don't even know where they are going. They are so deceived. They are so distracted. Are you like that? Ask God to help you. Say, Father, I choose to seek only the things which are above. Help me. Just one thing Jesus told us to seek after. He says, seek first. Meaning that you seek the things which are above first. If you are going to seek anything, that is what you should seek after. And if you are going to seek anything in this world, it must be because of what you have chosen first. Talk to God. Lord, help me. I choose to seek the things which are above. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I refuse to be a distracted Christian. I refuse to be a hypocrite. I refuse to be a lukewarm Christian. Begin to speak like that. Say, I refuse to be a failed Christian. I refuse to be a defeated Christian. I refuse to be a polluted and corrupted Christian. I refuse to be a Christian who is living below the standard of God. Say, Lord, help me to seek the things which are above. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Jesus said, He said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, Jesus knows that being in this world means that we would have to do many things here in this world. So He knows that you will have to walk. Yeah, for those who are privileged to walk and make money, He knows you have to do businesses. He knows you will get married. He knows you will do many things other people in the world don't. But He's telling you that everything you will do in this world must be controlled by what you have chosen first, which is the kingdom of God. So if at all you will do anything in this world, if at all you will become anything in this world, it must be because of the kingdom of God. That is the meaning, that's the interpretation of that verse in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It doesn't mean that you seek the kingdom of God first, then you now start seeking other things in this world. That's not what it means. Yeah, it means that while you are doing anything on earth, you must always lift up your heart towards the kingdom. The kingdom must be the reason why you do anything or why you become anything in the earth. So the kingdom must always be the supreme, the one in charge, the one ruling over everything you do in the earth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to surrender everything in my life to the authority and dominion of your kingdom. Help me to surrender everything in my life. Everything I do, everything I have to your lordship and to the authority and dominion of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you have money, you must surrender that money. You must give up that money to His lordship, to His control, to His dominion. You must let Him choose what you do with your life. You must let Him choose what you do with your resources. That is what Christianity is all about. You must live for Him, not for yourself. Say, Lord, help me to give up everything in my life to your lordship, to your control, and to the authority and dominion of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, help me to lay them down to you. Help me to hand over them to you, including my life. My life, my personality, my career, my marriage, my qualifications, my abilities, my gifts, my talent, my business, everything I have, everything I will be. Help me, oh Lord, to hand them all over to you, to hand them all over to your lordship, over to your kingdom, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Why? Because the kingdom of God has a plan. The kingdom of God has a purpose. The kingdom of God has a mission here on earth. So when you surrender all to the kingdom of God will give you everything you need to fulfill your purpose in the earth. That is why Jesus said, all those things shall be handed over to you, because you have sought the kingdom first. You have handed over your life to the kingdom. So that means that the kingdom of God will give you everything that pertains to your divine purpose. The kingdom of God will give unto you everything that is needed for you to serve the kingdom, for you to work for the kingdom. So that is why we are here on earth. The reason why you were not raptured the day you gave your life to Christ is because God wants to use you for the purpose of the kingdom on earth. He wants you to work for him in the earth. But he will not give those resources if you have not handed over your life to the kingdom. If you have not handed over everything you have to the kingdom. That is when you have handed them over, then the kingdom will now begin to bless you, so that you can you can produce profit to God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be awakened to my divine purpose in the earth. Help me to be awakened to the reason why I am still here on earth. Help me to be awakened to my purpose and help me to fulfill them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, help me, Father, to be awakened to the reason why I am still breathing on earth. The reason why I am still alive on earth. The reason why I am still in existence. The reason why I am here. Lord, help me to be awakened to that purpose and help me to fulfill them. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I realize that when it comes to sacrifices, a lot of Christians are found missing. When it comes to sacrifices, yeah. But when it comes to self-centered things, when it comes to things that will benefit you, you see many Christians feel so excited about that. But when it comes to doing things that will not benefit you, but doing things because of others, many Christians don't want to do that. And that is how you will operate in the realm of glory. Selfless people are the people that operate in the realms of glory. Sacrificial people, not self-centered people, not people that all that matters to them is themselves, is their family members, their children, their jobs, their career. Everything is about me, 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 me. If you are like that, you can't operate in the realm of glory. Yeah, because in that realm is selfless people, people that are 100% not living for themselves. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to join those selfless people that are operating in the realms of your glory. Help me to be caught up with those generation of people who have forgotten about themselves, generation of people who don't think about what will profit them, but what will always profit others and heaven. Help me to join this generation. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to be qualified. Help me to be qualified to operate in the realms of your glory. Help me to live a selfless life. Begin to pray like that. Jesus lived a selfless life. You can read it in Philippians chapter 2. You will see how he became humble even to the point of death. He became humble and obedient to the point of death. He was not thinking about his life. That was what made him ascend into glory. He paid the price. So anyone that we ascend into glory, you must pay the price for it. Say, Lord, help me to be selfless. Thank you, Lord. Help me to be selfless. The Bible says, being in the form of God, him being like God himself, because he is God. The Bible says that he decided not to put that on himself. He laid down all, both his personality, he put all down. That was the kind of person Jesus was before he died. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to live a selfless life. Help me to live a selfless life. Help me to live a sacrificial life. Help me to join the generation of those who are in the realms of glory. Help me to join those generation. Help me to qualify. Help me to be sacrificial. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, let me read that place so that you can understand very well. In Philippians chapter 2, I will read from verse 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant. Yeah, I don't know if you know what that means. He said he would not be wrong if he says he is equal with God, because that is who he is. The place Jesus is in reality and in glory is equal with God, because he is the Word. And the Bible says the Word was God. He is the Word. And by him was everything created. So he is just of equal level with God. But what did he do? In verse 7, it says, he made himself of no reputation. Peter, how many Christians have come to a point whereby they turn themselves to nothing? It says he took upon him the form of a servant. So imagine the creator of the all heavens and earth now take the form of a servant, meaning that the creator comes to serve the things he created. Do you know that is the highest level of humility? The creator coming to serve those he created. There is no other humility higher than that. Yeah, and the Bible said, let that same mind be in you. That same mind, let it be in you. The mind of someone who will make himself of no reputation. Thank you, Lord. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with the same mind that is in Jesus. The mind of nothingness. So he make himself as though he is nothing. He make himself as, you know, as someone for the slaughter. Yeah, someone, you know, someone who is ready to die. And then he gave himself to the death. Yeah, say, Lord, fill me with the same mind that is in Jesus. The same mind that made him to be of no reputation. The same mind that made him to take the form of a servant. The same mind that make him to be obedient to the point of death. Lord, let that same mind be in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The same mind that made him reduce himself to a lamb, ready for the slaughter. The same mind that made him to think of himself as nothing, and ready to die. Lord, give me that same mind. That is the mind that will make you qualify to ascend into the realms of glory. I'm telling you the truth. A mind that is completely reduced to nothing. A mind that is ready for the slaughter. A mind that is ready to die to everything. Everything that is called pleasure. Everything that is called satisfaction. Everything that human we always desire to have. So a mind that is ready to give up everything for the Lord. Everything for the kingdom of God. That is the kind of mind that will qualify you. Yeah. So Lord, fill me with the same mind that was in Jesus when he did these things. Fill me with the same mind that made him to become a servant. Fill me with the same mind that made him to humble himself to that point. Fill me with the same mind that made Jesus to give himself over to the death. Lord, fill me with the same mind. Fill me, Lord, with that mind. Fill me with that mind. I don't know if you are passionate about these prayers. Yeah, these are prayers people don't pray in churches. But this is the prayer that qualifies you for the realm of glory, which I'm going to explain what the realm of glory is all about. So talk to God, say, Lord, give me that mind that was in Christ Jesus when he did these things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. 1 verse 8, it says, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That was what love made him do. Yeah, so how many believers today love God and love God's people to the point where they become obedient unto death, to the point where you are ready to die for the people, ready to die for God's cause? How many believers have loved God to the death? How many? So these are questions that we need to ask ourselves. Yeah, because when we talk about walking in power, walking in glory, walking in dominion, walking and operating in the realms, in the realm of victory, everybody wants to be there. But how many are ready to love unto the death? How many are willing to do that? You are going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to love. To love unto the death. Now, it doesn't mean that because you love God, then you have to be killed physically. Sometimes it means that, sometimes it does not mean that, or most times it doesn't mean that, especially when you're not in a country where there are terrorists after your life. Yeah, but I'm talking about death to everything. Death to everything in this world. Death to everything you desire to have, or you desire to be. I'm talking about this kind of death. Death to all of you. When all of you is no more. That's the kind of death I'm talking about. So you're going to say, Father, help me to love unto the death. Help me to love unto the death. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me to love unto the death. Help me to love you unto the death. Help me to love your people. Help me to love the people you love unto the death. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me in the name of Jesus. Help me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Help me to have the level of love that will make me willingly give up all for you. The level of love that will make me willingly give up all for your people. Help me to have such love in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord, tell the Lord to help you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, in verse 9, you will see what happened after Jesus did what he did. Yeah. Verse 9, it says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him. Yeah. And given him a name which is above every name. Yeah. This exaltation was because of that level of love It was because of that level of humility and obedience to the death. That was why he was highly exalted. So in the kingdom of God, you don't attain a height you did not deserve. Yeah. You don't attain a position you don't deserve. Yeah, in the kingdom of God. Yeah, of course, there are some things God will do for you, you know, because God is trying to draw you closer unto himself. There's some things he does for you that you don't deserve. And he gives you some blessings you don't deserve because he wants you to come closer. But when we are talking about being exalted, when we are talking about being given places of power and authority and dominion, when we are talking about places God placed people like Elijah, people like Moses, the realms of authority, dominion, he placed them. When we are talking about those things, you must qualify for those places. It doesn't just come because God is God. God loves everyone unconditionally. It doesn't just come because God is merciful and kind, so he can just give me anything. It doesn't work like that in the kingdom of God. So you don't attain a height you don't qualify for. It does not happen. You don't reach a height you don't deserve. Yeah, and what made Jesus to be exalted to that height was because of that humility, because of that obedience to the death. It was because of that level of love. You're going to pray. How much have you lost for the kingdom of God? How much have you given up for the kingdom of God? You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to qualify, to attain that position you have reserved for me in your glory. Say, Father, help me to qualify. Help me to qualify. Help me to live a life that will qualify me for that place, that height, that position you have prepared for me in your glory. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yeah, begin to pray like that. So Lord, help me to qualify. Help me to qualify. These things, you don't just say it in by words. You live it. Yeah, what we qualify you is the life you live, not just what you say in your mouth. You don't just say, I am this because Christ died for me. I am possession of this. If you don't live the life to operate in that realm, you will just confess and nothing will happen. Yeah, because some people are good in confession. They said, I am in Christ Jesus. I am above principalities and powers. Yes, you are. But have you attained that height? Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to live the life that will qualify me for that place, that height you have prepared, you have reserved for me in glory. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So remember that in verse 6, it says, who being in the form of God. So meaning that Jesus is already exalted even before he came into the world. He is already God before he came into the world.
Yeah, but here is a plan. Here is a redemption plan. Yeah, a redemption plan to redeem people that have been enslaved by Satan even before they were born. A redemption plan to redeem people that have been enslaved by Adamic nature from birth. So here is a plan that means that there must be a recreation. Yeah. So Jesus came to do something new. If it were before he came into the world, if he were to do anything for humanity, what he would have done is to destroy everyone. Yeah, because the Bible says, "For all have sinned and have fallen short, have come short to the glory of God." So if Jesus were to do anything for humanity and for the world, before he came to the world to die, it will be destruction. It will be condemnation. It will be, judgment. But because he was going to do something different, which require a high level of sacrifice. Yeah, because he was going to now deliver by a high level of love sacrifice. Because that is the only way he could redeem the people unto God. Yeah, because he couldn't do it without coming into the world, without paying that price. Yeah, so that tells you that every other person, yeah, that would partake of the fullness of this redemption benefits, they must follow the same lifestyle Jesus followed. They must do the same thing Jesus did. You can read your Bible, you will see it there. Every other person that will fully enjoy all the benefits of redemption, they must follow the footsteps of Jesus. They must live the kind of life he lived. They must be sacrificial as he was sacrificial. They must love unto the dead as he loved unto the dead. So that is a must for every one of us. That is the divine standard in the New Testament. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, every strength of pride and rebellion in my soul that is not allowing me to partake of all the benefits of your redemption, that is not allowing me to partake and to experience all the benefits in your redemption, in your redemption plans, Lord, destroy that strength. Destroy the strength of pride, the strength of disobedience, the strength of self-centeredness, the strength of sin. Lord, let it die in my life." Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Except you follow the footsteps of Jesus. That is why Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, must deny himself like he denied himself, must carry his cross like he carried his cross. Yeah, must die like he died." So we must follow the footsteps if we are going to enjoy any of the benefits of redemption. So Lord, destroy strength of pride, strength of arrogance, strength of disobedience, strength of rebellion in my soul that is not allowing me to enjoy the full package, the full blessing package of redemption. Let it die in me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. To let it die in me. Strength of arrogance. Strength of self. Strength of the flesh. strength of disobedience, strength of pride, that is not allowing me to enjoy, to receive the full package of redemption. Lord, let them die now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Let those strengths be broken. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there is always this rebellious nature in man to not want to do the will of God. Is in every man that came out of Adam. There is this rebellious nature of trying to test God. Yeah, is God able to do this? Trying to test God and say, let God prove if he is this. Let God prove if he is true. That is a rebellious nature. That is a rebellious heart. Yeah, this nature of why would God want me to do this? This nature of resisting the will of God, resisting the mind of God, not wanting to do what pleases God, but always wanting to do what pleases you yourself. So that nature is in every man. And I realize that except you are delivered from this nature, you will end up where Lucifer, where Satan ended up. Because that was the same thing that brought him down. The nature of rebellion, questioning God's authority. Yeah, why should I do this? Why should I do this thing God said I should do? You're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, let every rebellious nature I have secretly embraced die now in my life. Sometimes you might not know that you have this nature. Yeah, until God began to give you assignments, then you find out that you never wanted to do anything for God. Yeah, until God began to challenge you to do what is right, then you now realize that you never loved God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let every rebellious nature I have secretly embraced die. You might not know you have it, so just pray like that. Yeah, because when God says, I'm giving you this assignment, go ahead and do it, and there's something in you is thinking, why would God be telling me to do this? Is this not better than what God is saying? Can't I go for this other option? That is a rebellious nature. Yeah, when you are feeling reluctant to do what is right, and you know in yourself that this thing is the right thing to do, and you are feeling reluctant, that is a rebellious nature. Say, Lord, deliver me. Every rebellious nature I have secretly embraced deep down in my soul, deep down in my heart. Father, let it die. Whether I'm aware or I'm not aware, any rebellious nature I have secretly embraced, Lord, let it die now. I want to please you. The Bible says that if the disobedience of Adam, you led men into slavery and captivity of Satan, of darkness, then the obedience of one man sets them free. So Adam disobeyed, and the generation of mankind was enslaved forever. But Jesus obeyed God, and the generation of mankind was delivered forever. So will you also follow the footsteps of Jesus? Are you willing to die because of obedience? Are you willing to lose everything because of obedience to God? Tell God to deliver you. Tell God to deliver you from every rebellious nature you have secretly embraced, even the one you are not aware of. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So now let's come back to the ascension of Jesus into heaven. During the last prayer session, I was describing the nature of the glory of heaven, how it has a magnetic power. Because the Bible says that as Jesus was ascending, a cloud came from the sky. A cloud received him up. So even the same way there is a glory of the Lord that has been released upon the whole earth at this time, and this glory wants to receive every Christian into itself. But many Christians are not entering. Many Christians are not flying into this glory. Yeah. So the ascension of Jesus authorizes that while we are still physically here on earth, not after we have died, the ascension of Jesus authorizes for us that while we are still physically here on earth, we can operate in glory. That's what it means. It means we can become like spiritual beings. We can operate like angels, and then we can operate in glory. That's what the ascension of Jesus Christ authorizes and symbolizes. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, let your glory that has covered the whole earth touch me right here, right now, and receive me home into itself. I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, Father, let your glory that has filled the whole earth touch me where I am right now and catch me home into itself forever. In the name of Jesus, raise up your right hand and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Father, I know, according to Isaiah 60, that your glory is all over the earth. Your glory has covered all over the earth. Lord, I want to be received into this glory. Oh God, I want to be received into this glory. Let this glory touch me. Let it receive me into itself. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I want to be received into the glory of the Lord. I want to be caught up into the glory of the Lord. I want to operate in the glory of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to move. I want to live. I want to walk in the glory of the Lord. Father, let your glory that has covered the earth touch me and receive me into itself. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I decree over your life right there where you are. For the glory of the Lord is real, tangible, and is everywhere. Therefore, I decree that in that place where you are, let the glory of God touch you now in Jesus' name. Let the glory of God come upon you now in Jesus' name. And let it receive you into itself. Your body, your soul, your spirit, let them all be cut off into the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, now you might still not understand what we are talking about here. Yeah, but I will make you understand as the Holy Spirit helped me. Yeah, I said the glory of God has filled the whole earth. Yeah, according to Isaiah chapter 6. Yeah, the glory of God has filled the whole earth. And God wants Christians to be awakened unto this glory. And God wants Christians to live, to be caught up in this glory. So this is saying to you that God does not want you to be a natural man. God does not want you to be an ordinary man. God wants you to be a supernatural person. He wants you to be an extraordinary person. He wants you to be someone who is in heaven on earth. So to be in the glory of God is to be in heaven on earth. You are on earth, but you are in heaven. You are living in heaven and you are on earth. That is what it means. Yeah. So the first thing that must happen to you is that you must be awakened to the glory of God. Yeah. You must be awakened to the glory of God that has filled the whole earth. Many times when I see the appearances of this glory, many times it looks like a mist. Yeah, I don't know if you know what a mist is. You know, a mist is usually like a white cloud. Or if it does, or you might not call it a cloud, like a white atmosphere, or a white, I don't know how to describe it, but I'm sure many of you are familiar with a mist. Usually, when you wake up in the morning, at some season. Maybe dry season, or maybe Amatran season, yeah, or maybe rainy season, yeah. There is this whitish mist when you wake up early in the morning, yeah. So many times I have seen the glory of God like that, and there is a place in the scripture that confirms it. The Bible told us how the glory of God, like a white cloud, filled the temple Solomon built for God. Yeah, you know, after Solomon built the temple, after the temple was completed and it was being dedicated, the Bible saying that this glory filled the whole temple from the top downward, that the priest and the Levites could not walk inside. That whitish cloud, whitish appearance covered everywhere. They saw it physically, and they could not even, you know, it was so much that they could not see things in the temple because everywhere was covered. So that is the same glory that has filled the earth. I'm telling you the truth. God can open your eyes to see what I'm talking about. And this is the glory that God wants every one of us to walk in. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be awakened to see, to know, to feel your glory that has covered the earth, that has filled the whole earth at this time, in the name of Jesus. So let my spirit be awakened. Let my soul be awakened. Let my body be awakened to the appearance, to the reality of the presence of your glory in the earth at this time, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. You can see it physically because it is physical. God gave those people the privilege to see it in the days of Solomon when the temple was built, and they saw the glory of the Lord. And even in the days of Moses, the people also saw the glory of the Lord. So begin to pray, say, Lord, let me be awakened. Let all my spiritual senses be activated to see, to know, to touch, to feel your glory that is in the head. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. She has said, she did the halagala. In the name of Jesus, it is written that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Lord, if the people of old could see your glory, I want to see your glory. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, I want to see your glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I've said it some time ago that the kingdom of God is not trying to defeat the kingdoms of this world. The kingdom of God is not trying to defeat the kingdoms of darkness. The kingdom of God has already defeated them. Yeah. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God has already defeated the kingdoms of this world. The kingdom of heaven has already defeated the kingdoms of darkness. So what we are doing now as Christians, what we are doing now is that we are enforcing the victory that the kingdom of God have over the kingdoms of this world and the kingdoms of darkness. We are enforcing it. It's not like we are trying to win. We are not trying to win them. We are just enforcing it. We are showing them that you are defeated. We are showing the demons that you demons, you have been defeated. So be defeated. We are showing Satan, you have been defeated. So go to where you belong, because you have been defeated. And when a kingdom capture another kingdom, what happens? The kingdom that captures the other kingdom hold them bound. They hold them as slaves. They hold them captive. So that is exactly what the kingdom of God has done. The kingdom of God has defeated the kingdoms of Satan, the kingdoms of darkness, and the kingdoms of this world. So it is in the glory of God that you will practically see how much the kingdom of God has defeated all the dark kingdoms. So when I discovered that, I was amazed. It was in the glory of God I discovered that there is complete victory. It was in the glory of God I discovered that the kingdom of God has already defeated principalities, powers, witchcraft, demons, Satan, serpents, scorpions, sicknesses, diseases, name it, anything that is dark. So you're going to pray until you enter into this glory realm, you will still be trying to win battles. You will still always try to win battles. You will not yet have complete victory until you enter into the glory realm. Because that is where complete victory is. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, my soul is hungry for the realms of your glory. My soul is hungry for that realm where there is no more captivity. My soul is hungry for that realm where there is no more slavery. My soul is hungry for that realm where there is no weakness, where there is no sickness, where there is no curse, where there is no darkness. My soul is hungry for that realm where there is complete victory over everything and everyone. Lord, receive me into that realm. Lord, take me into that realm in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, my soul is hungry for that realm in your glory where there is no more captivity. My soul is hungry for that realm in your glory where there is no more slavery. My soul is hungry for that realm in your glory where there is no weakness, where there is no defeat, where there is no failure, where there is no darkness, where there is no oppression, where there is no sickness or disease. Say, Lord, take me there. Take me there. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I want to be there. Thank you, Lord. I want to be there. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, this is how I fight the kingdoms of darkness. This is how I fight the battles of hell. I fight them from the midst of the glory. I fight them from heaven. Yeah, because another name I call that glory is heaven. Yeah, I fight them from heaven. And that is why no matter how terrible I am being attacked by the enemy, I always win. Why? Because I fight from the realm where they have been defeated. So except you begin to fight in this dimension, I'm telling you, you will still not have victories. Except you begin to fight from the dimensions of in the glory of God, from heaven. Yeah. So you're going to pray, because in that realm, no power can overcome you. It's not possible. And you can face billions of hosts of darkness, and you will bring them down. No matter who they are, whether they are human beings, whether they are demons, whatever they are, whoever they are, you will bring them down. So you're going to pray once again. You're going to say, Father, translate me into the realms of your glory where victory is certain for in every battle. that confronts me. Say, Lord, translate me, spirit, soul, and body, into the realms of your glory, where I will never lose a fight, where victory is sure for me, for every battle that confronts me. In the name of Jesus, I'm beginning to pray like that. Say, Lord, translate me. Translate me. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, translate me. Say, Lord, translate me now. Spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Lord. I want to fight from the realm of glory. I want to fight from the realm of victory. I want to fight from the realms of heaven. Lord, translate me now. I want to fight from the realm where I can't fail, where I can't lose, from the realm where I cannot be defeated, from the realm where I will always win. I want to fight from this realm. Lord, translate me now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, John the Baptist spoke about Jesus. He said, he who is from above is above all. He who is from above is above all. So even Satan knows that he who is from above is above all. Yeah, so when you fight from above, you are above all. So we have moved to the point of that place Jesus is seated. That's where we are now. The realm Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. Yeah, so the Bible confirms that while Jesus died on the cross, we were in him, and we died also. While he was buried, we were buried with him. While he resurrected, we were risen with him. While he ascended, we ascended also with him. And now that he is seated in heaven at the right hand of God, the Bible says that we are also seated in him, far above principalities and powers. But these things are beyond confession. Yeah, from the time I became a Christian, I was not comfortable with just confessing kingdom realities. I pressed forward to experience those realities. So it is beyond confessing that I am seated in Christ Jesus, in the heavenly places. It is beyond that. You have to walk in the reality of it. Yeah, you have to see yourself there. Not just saying that you are seated. Yes, it's true. You are seated. But you have to be activated there. You have to encounter it. You have to be there practically. And you have to operate from there practically. That's what we are talking about. So John the Baptist said, he who is from above is above all. You're going to pray. One of the purposes of the Holy Spirit in your life is to activate you in the realms of heaven. You are there according to the scripture, which is true. You are in Christ Jesus. As Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God right now, as I'm speaking, he's sitting at the right hand of God. You and I, we are there. But you have to be activated there. You have to know that you are there. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Yeah, you have to feel that you are there. Yeah, you have to see that you are there. So you must be activated. So you are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit of God, activate me. Activate me to see and know and operate in the realms of heaven where Jesus is seated. I'm going to take it again. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit of God, activate me to see, to know, to experience, to operate in the heavenly realms where Jesus is seated. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit of God, activate me in the heavenly realms where Jesus is seated. For it is written that I am also seated in him, that I am also inside of him in that realm. Holy Spirit of God, activate. Thank you, Lord. Something is happening. As you are praying this prayer, something is happening. I can feel it. Continue to pray. Say, Holy Spirit of God, activate me in that realm. I want to know that realm. I want to feel that realm. I want to see that realm. I want to operate in that realm. I want to flow, thank you, Lord, in that realm. Holy Spirit, activate me now. Activate me now. Activate me now. Activate me, spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Lord. Shekin hapajarada. Thank you, Lord. Activate me. Thank you, Lord. Activate me. Activate me in the realm where Jesus is. Far above principalities and powers. Far above all the thrones and kingdoms and rulers of this world. Far above all the spiritual wickedness in high places. In that realm where Jesus is, Holy Spirit, activate me. I want to move in that realm. I want to operate from there. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have 5 more prayer points. Yeah, because of our time, 5 more prayer points. Now, I want you to understand that what makes that realm above every other realm is because that is the realm that gave birth to every other thing. And every other realm, if you read Colossians chapter 1, when Paul the Apostle was talking about the supremacy of Jesus, he said he was before all things, and by him all things consist. He said all things were made through him. All things were made by him and for him. So that realm where Jesus is the realm that gave birth to every other realm. It's the realm that gave birth to every living thing, visible or invisible. They came out of that realm. So that is why to operate from that realm is to be above all. When you operate from that realm, everything listens to you. I mean, everything listens to you.
and they do what you say when you speak from that realm. So when a man speaks and it comes to pass, it's because that man spoke from that realm. You know, the Bible says, the Bible says, who is it that speaks and it comes to pass when God has not commanded it? So it is that realm God spoke everything into existence. So if God has not approved anything in that realm, it cannot happen on earth. The Bible says that no man can receive the thing if it has not been given from above. That is the realm we are talking about. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I position myself in the heavenly realm where Jesus is seated. And I speak to manifestation. Every will of God for my life, calling and destiny. I'm going to take it again. Yeah. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I position myself in the heavenly realms where Jesus is sitting. And I speak to manifestation. Every will of God for my life, calling, and destiny. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord.